The calls of birds are drowned out by the hum of buildings and vehicles at the Corporate Research Center, a wooded park-like area a few miles from the main campus at Virginia Tech. This is where I meet Becky Schneider on a gorgeous blue sky day.
Which is nice, but it's bad for the birds.
She says bright sun turns the highly reflective windows here into mirrors. You've seen them. They're a good look for a building, and they offer a one-way view for people inside. But to birds outside, they suggest a clear path ahead. That is, until the moment of impact.
So as you can see this window, you can see the imprint of a mourning dove that flew in the body, and you can even see the wings. It was trying to fly right into that tree that's so brightly reflected in the window.
Schneider is a project manager with the Conservation Management Institute. She's leading a group of volunteers documenting bird collisions here. But often the dead birds are gone before volunteers can find them, leaving only a trace, like this faint dove-shaped image on the glass.
My volunteer did find it, but it was taken away very quickly by one of the many scavengers we have up here in the park.
Their year-long survey documented 195 bird deaths from window collisions here. Schneider believes the actual number's higher. Most studies focus on the fall or spring migrations, but this one tracked the entire past year.
We've found 22 ruby-throated hummingbirds, and that's our number one bird, followed by American robin, gray catbird, and mourning dove.
Soon, volunteers will test potential solutions to this widespread problem. With a small fund from a Kickstarter campaign and private donations, they'll try a special UV liquid that can be applied to windows and is visible to birds but invisible to humans. For buildings like these with so many windows, it can be a huge task because it has to be reapplied every few months. Window films are considered the best, but they can be hard to apply. They're like that plastic film you put on your smartphone. Another low-tech idea is also an excuse to leave your windows dirty, especially during the spring and fall migrations. Dirt makes the windows easier for birds to see.
We have the 1 year of data, and we have identified the worst areas, so now is the time to get a bunch of different groups of people together to come up with a solution. Maybe someone at Virginia Tech in the engineering department or architecture department can think of something that is a win-win for everybody, for the birds and the architects and for the people working in the office. So that would be the next step, is for us to put our heads together and come up with something that works for everybody.
Schneider hopes they can complete the study before next spring's migration and that it can help identify a solution before the next phase of building begins here at the Corporate Research Center. I'm Robbie Harris.